在线英语听力室 ,tingroom.com, 欢迎您。
Hi everyone, I'm Asiye Namdar at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Hurricane Gustav has reached Category 4 status with sustained winds near 145 miles per hour. Highways along the U.S. Gulf Coast have been choked with people trying to leave threatened cities. New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin says Gustav is extremely dangerous and people should heed the warnings.
I am strongly, strongly encouraging everyone in the city to evacuate. Start the process now. Go north if you can, because the storm may continue to turn a little bit west. So if you can go north, that would be good. My message today is to tourists. In addition, it's time for you to leave the city. All tourists, I'm asking you to start the process of evacuating from our city. Do not wait. Start the evacuation process.
In India, 20 people are missing after a rescue boat capsized. More than 300,000 people have been rescued from India's worst flooding in 50 years, but nearly twice that many are stranded without food or water. A memorial service for Ohio Congresswoman Stephanie Tubbs Jones in Cleveland today. Tubbs Jones was the first African-American woman to represent Ohio in Congress. She died of a brain hemorrhage August 20th at age 58. Presidential candidate Barack Obama is among the many attending. He said he was struck by how unassuming Tubbs Jones was, even after spending more than a decade in Congress. DNA evidence is helping police solve a string of killings in California. First, police in Santa Monica have linked one man to the murders of three women dating back to 1993. The suspect is in jail and denies the charges. Meanwhile, police in L.A. are using DNA evidence to track down another suspected serial killer. They now say one person is linked to the shootings of 11 people dating back to 1985. They don't have a suspect because the DNA doesn't match samples in the crime databases. In Minnesota, an anarchist group is accusing police of trying to disrupt their planned protest at the Republican National Convention when they raided the group's office. It happened in St. Paul last night. The group says it didn't do anything illegal. They say police detained and photographed at least 50 people. Police searched the group's office but won't say what they were looking for. And those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, or when you're on the go.